Hi, my name is Victoria, founder of Essentially an Empath, and these are my ramblings. I'm welcoming you into my life where we talk about motherhood, self-care, mental health, empath intuitive psychic abilities, and natural solutions. These are just some of the things that I thoroughly enjoy and love to talk about. So I hope you enjoy these as well. I use a lot of the information that comes through spirit, and it's very off the cuff and more than likely will not be edited. So I hope you enjoy this from one mom to another. I cannot wait to get on this journey with you. When I look at someone, I don't see just the person who they are now. I can also see the little kid inside of them. And I can see the hurt, the pain, but I can also see little kids that are happy and thriving and in their pure environment. So when I see someone, I don't just see them for who they are right now or at face value. I see all of them. And I think that's what makes it so hard for me, being an empath and intuitive and psychic, is that I set these boundaries where I don't read people that A, don't ask for it, B, that are friends or family, or C, just trying to not deplete my own energy and resources. And so it's really, really hard for me to separate the person today from the little kid that I can see and sense inside of each person and individual. So I was just curious if there are any other intuitive people or empathic people who can sense and feel the inner kid of other people. And it's hard to explain because I don't also just do this with people. I can do it with places and things. So even though you're looking at, while you're driving down the road, you can see the freeway as it is today, but you can also see what it will be like moving forward and what it was like in the past, because everything has a timestamp. So every energetic interaction leaves a timestamp, whether it's in the past, present, or future, there's a timestamp. And time is a human construct. So it essentially can go backwards, forwards, and present. People think about time travelers and they think about these crazy ass machines that you have to put your body into in order to go into a specific time frame. But really, it's just opening up your mind's eye and your energy, and you can literally transport your time, your energy to that timestamp. And I like to call that deja vu, especially when things happen in the future or have happened in the future, the timestamp has happened, and then you actually get to that point in your life and it feels so familiar, oh my gosh, this is deja vu. Yeah, it's deja vu because your body remembers it from the future and is experiencing it in the present, so you feel it in two different time zones but in the current moment. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's how I look at deja vu. But yeah, so like I said, I constantly see people that are not just themselves. I see the adult or the individual who they are now, and then I see who they were when they were little, when they were looking for help, guidance, etc. I see that, I feel it, and it takes a lot for me not to want to go in and be the savior of the inner child of someone else. And I say that because I think a lot of other empathic people look to being healers of other people who just need the guidance, and we get lost in the way. So we're trying to help someone else because we see that they need saving, because a little piece of us needed saving in the past. And yeah, it's just super, super intense. Because like I said, because we see the past, present, future, like all in one timeline, you want to save somebody. You want to make them feel safe. You want their little, the little kid that, you know, had so many things happen to them, just feel like someone is there to save them. And I think that's the hardest thing, is that knowing that you can't save everybody, first off. It's literally something that will probably kill you if you try to save everybody else. Because being empathic and intuitive, when you're trying to save somebody or stop somebody from something else, then you are also using your energetic resources and draining yourself. So I hope this is making sense. But really what I wanted to talk about is that seeing different timelines is very real. It's very real to me. And if this is something that you experience, know that you are not alone. Also know that it is not your job or your responsibility to save that little child that you see in someone else. You can acknowledge them. You can acknowledge that little child that you see in someone else. And you can set that firm boundary that you are not going to take responsibility for their saving, right? We all really have to save ourselves. We all have traumas growing up. We all have all these things that we experience in life. And really, at the end of the day, we have to undo the things that we experienced in order to get to the next level of ourselves. And here's why. If you are letting someone else do the job for you, or if you are taking on the responsibility of someone else, you are doing nobody any favors. Because we are here on this earth, in this lifetime, to learn lessons, to grow to our highest selves. And I know it gets thrown out a lot about being the highest self. And I'm not talking like a divine or a god-like being. No. I'm talking about, we are put on the earth as an assignment. We agree to an assignment on a collective whole. And by that, I mean as a collective. Like, there's a shift happening. It's 2022. It's 2 years after the huge COVID pandemic put us all into a lockdown. That is like the mark of a shift in normal. And yes, things seem to be going back to normal. You know, there's some less restrictions on masking. There's more restrictions on certain things, less restrictions in other ways. But here's the thing. This is really like the next phase of moving into a new normal. And a new normal, like I talked about in my quickie episode number 8, is that we as a whole, as a collective, at least in the US, have always been in this go, 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 fast, 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 consume, 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 throw, throw, throw away. And we've never slowed down. Like, we've lost a lot of foundational and basic survival things that really can actually save ourselves, right? So while it's great to have all these material possessions and all of this other stuff, like, yeah, it's great if you have a fantastic physique and body and you've gone to the gym and you've maintained it and you're fortunate enough to have sufficient funds in order to create meals and foods that actually support your body and nutrition. But here's the thing. A lot of basic things that we should know are things that are replaced by technological things, electronical things, things that, yes, they seem to make our life easier in one aspect, but what they're doing is actually dumbing us down. And here's why. Because, and I guess I shouldn't say that they're dumbing us down, they're pacifying us and putting us in the state of feeling safe, quote unquote. And by feeling safe, our brain automatically will continue to want to feel safe. We always, at our primal energy, want to feel safe. And so when we have these tasks that do things for us, that take away like brain space, it, yes, while it does free up certain aspects of our brain, it also leaves us vulnerable and easier to control, because then you're, and to be dependent, you're dependent on someone else to provide you certain things in life. You're dependent on groceries to provide you all of the foods that you need. You're dependent on your vehicle as a mode of transportation. You're dependent on your cell phone to give you reminders of when something is going to be done or where you need to be. You're dependent on even your navigational system to get you from point A to point B instead of using the brain power to do these things that are also inherently natural things that we should be doing, right? Like, for example, I absolutely love the idea of wanting to have my own vegetable garden, but first, I don't know where to start because I never learned. And because it's not something I've learned, and I'm 33 years old, it seems scary as fuck to start my own garden. But I know that I will reap so many more benefits by starting my own garden. And by garden, I mean vegetable garden, fruit garden. Like, I love the idea of a flower garden as well. Don't get me wrong. We absolutely need pollinators in this world. But that also leaves me, if I'm not growing my own food or if I don't know how to grow my own food, make my own bread, things like that, that leaves me susceptible to being dependent on someone else to provide it for me or do it for me. And if you've been in codependent relationships before, then you will notice that it's easy to slip into the routine of being dependent of someone else to provide your basic needs to you. So, how does this relate to being an empath and reading people and wanting to go save them? We are all, it is so much easier to depend on someone else to save us, because doing it ourselves, taking the steps and the work necessary in order to create a saving and a safe space for our own self, seems scary as fuck. Here's why. No one taught you how to do that. So you don't know where to start, you don't know how to start, and you don't even know if you're gonna fucking succeed. But here's the thing. I do know that if you do take that first step to create a safe space for yourself and be gentle with yourself and be the parent or the adult that you needed in your life as a child, you're gonna be fucking powerful, dude. Like, that's what we need in our life, right? So like I said, if you're like me and you can see the whole person, not just who they are right now or what they're projecting out, you can see everything, then know that you can acknowledge that little kid and send them love and allow them to see that they have the power within themselves to create their safe space, to create a reality and a life where they don't have to run away from themselves or someone else or anything else in their life. So I hope this whole episode makes sense. Something that's been heavy on my heart, because like I said, I also am not perfect. I am susceptible to being dependent on things that I do not want to be dependent on. And it's almost like when you need a change, like, it takes a lot before someone's ready and willing to make the changes. And so hopefully by listening to this episode, it just plants that little seed that lets you know you are not alone, first off. Second off, you are fully fucking capable of creating the changes in your life so that you're not vulnerable or dependent on another person. And I'm not talking financial dependence. I'm talking about basic foundational needs dependence. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I would love to hear if there are any other people who feel someone, not just what they're projecting, but their entire being as well, their inner child, the one that wants to be saved, the one that we kill ourselves over, like bend over backwards to be the person that provides them that safety and that security, even though we shouldn't be. So have a great one, guys. And this one's a little bit longer, but I really wanted to get this one off my chest. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Ramblings with Essentially an Empath. I hope you enjoyed today's content. If you happen to really, really love it, I would really appreciate if you took a moment to share with your friends and leave a comment or shoot me a DM at my Instagram, Essentially an Empath, and give me some feedback. I would love to hear from you. Until next time, love from Victoria.